I've never been particularly good with meeting new people. I've been told, mainly by everyone I know, that I sometimes come across as a bit quiet and intense, and that it can make other people uncomfortable. Creepy is how Lily describes it. I don't mean to be. Just relax, Shelley always tells me. I feel a tightening in my chest. Just relax. The worst two words ever to put next to each other and say to me. Like telling a pyromaniac to hand over the flamethrower. Not possible. Michael Brady reached across his niece and took his sister's hand. Felt the tissue clasp between her fingers. Squeezed. Smiled at her as she turned towards him. Saw her blink away the tears. Then he stood up, adjusted his black tie and walked to the front of St. Mary's Church. Full of life, he said. It's packed. Absolutely packed. Just like the church was for Grace. 9 times out of 10, it's a cliche. He was full of life, we say. Meaning, someone told an occasional joke. But with Bill, it was true. You only had to spend a minute in his company, whether he was talking about his police work, golf, football, or the family he loved so very much, to know he truly was full of life. George smiles. Then his expression turns serious. What are we actually gonna do? I gulp as I realise what he means.
Well, that depends.
On what?
On how much you want to go to America?
George is overcome with a flood of emotion. I want to be where you are. He bites his lip.
I love you, Lucas.
I feel like I must be dreaming. This gorgeous man is telling me he loves me. It can't be real. But the gorgeous man is George. My George. And nothing has ever made more sense.
George! Get me a cup of tea this minute, you idle little beast.
Oh, don't listen to the old goat,
Mr. Cranky said.
She's stuck where she is, and a good thing too.
Oh, but we can't leave her up there, Dad, George said. What if it rains?
George!
Grandma yelled.
Oh, you horrible little boy. You disgusting little worm. Fetch me a cup of tea at once. And a slice of currant cake.